Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, so we're continuing with our permutations of all the different possible combinations. As you recall, we started with Hekesh after Hekesh, which we said is definitely you cannot do. So then the Gemara proceeded to ask, what about all the other Limudim? Can we do combinations? So we're up to right now, we're going to just go back a couple of lines. We're going to start about halfway down Men, Nun Amid Beis. The last word on the line is Davar. So it's right after the Teku. I just want to backtrack to that just to point out something as we move along. So halfway down Nun Amid Beis, Davar is the last word on the line. And we'll refer to the charts also. So we've discussed many of the different combinations. Now we're up to Kal v'chomer followed by Gzeirah Shavah. So we've built upon all the different rules from yesterday, depending, we did Hekesh, Hekesh Gzeirah Shavah, Hekesh Kal v'chomer, Hekesh Binyan Av, we did the same with Gzeirah Shavah, we did Kal v'chomer with Hekesh. So now we're starting with Kal v'chomer and Gzeirah Shavah. So Davar Alamed the Kal v'chomer, something that starts with a Kal v'chomer, Mahu Sheyilma the Gzeirah Shavah. And just keep in mind also, ironically, that a Kal v'chomer is the most powerful teacher in these cases. Normally, Kal v'chomer is one of the weakest, but because a person could do a Kal v'chomer by himself. But in this Gemara, in this Sugya, by Kutchim, Kal v'chomer appears to be the most powerful of the teachers. So, Davar Halamed b'Kal v'chomer, Mahu Sheyilma d'Gzeirah Shavah, something that's learned out with a Kal v'chomer, can I learn a Gzeirah Shavah after a Kal v'chomer? So Gemara says, Kal v'chomer. I will prove the answer to that from a Kal v'chomer. What's a Kal v'chomer? Ma Gzeirah Shavah Sheinu Omeida, Mehekesh. It's really better, Mehekesh with Rabbi Yochanan. I learned before that, as Rabbi Yochanan said, because of the fact that it rewrote Sefina by Asham, that I cannot learn a Gzeirah Shavah after a Hekesh. Yet, Malamed v'Gzeirah Shavah b'Derabbi Bar Chama, or as it's Sain Kutchim said yesterday on the side of the Gemara, or Rava, either one showed, either by the case of the Menachis or by the case of the Parim of the Kirba of the Pirshai, that you could learn Gzeirah Shavah after Gzeirah Shavah. So you see Gzeirah Shavah is stronger than a Hekesh. Kal v'chomer halamed behekesh, netana de bei Rabbi Shmuel, a Kal v'chomer which is so strong that you could do a Kal v'chomer after a Hekesh, which is the Rabbi Shmuel case, which goes back to Mem Amid Beis, Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph, Ein Adin Shetilmud B'Gzeirah Shavah. Shouldn't it be that the Gzeirah Shavah following a Kal v'chomer should work? Because these two are stronger. So therefore, I could show, and if you look in the chart, third column, second box, where you see Kal v'chomer B'Gzeirah Shavah, there's a Kal v'chomer, there's a check mark. So we've proved that a Gzeirah Shavah can follow a Kal v'chomer. Next case, Davar, this is tricky here. Davar halamed b'Kal v'chomer, mahu sheyilmed b'Kal v'chomer. What about a Kal v'chomer followed by a Kal v'chomer? Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, I will prove that with a Kal v'chomer. Ma Gzeirah Shavah. Now this is going to be like a three-step Kal v'chomer. Ma Gzeirah Shavah. She'ena l'meida b'hekesh v'drabi Yochanan, just like we've always been starting, a Gzeirah Shavah cannot follow a hekesh, yet melamed b'Kal v'chomer k'd Amran. Now, don't make the mistake that I did yesterday when I was preparing, but melamed b'Kal v'chomer k'd Amran is referring to the top of the page over here, which is the third line on the top of Nun Amid Beis. That's the case of Davar Halamed Gzeirah Shavah, Ma She'ilmed b'Kal v'chomer is a Kal v'chomer. You start out with a Gzeirah Shavah, and you can have a Kal v'chomer after a Gzeirah Shavah. We proved that that works. So we're making that Kal v'chomer part of this Kal v'chomer. Keep that in mind. So once again, Ma Gzeirah Shavah, Shein L'meidah b'Hekesh, b'Din Rabbi Yochanan, Gzeirah Shavah does not work after a Hekesh. Yet, a Kal v'chomer works after a Gzeirah Shavah k'd Amran, like we said on top of the Amid. Follow a hekesh. Eina din sheyilmed b'Kal v'chomer. For sure it should work. so that a kavachimer should be able to follow a kavachimer, because you see how strong a kavachimer is. A zereshav is weak; it can't be learnt after a heck.
Well, you're fading. You're fading. Hi, you froze. Oh, Shrek. Hi, you froze. You froze. No. Went out. No, I tell you. No, it's froze. Is there no
signal?
I don't know. It's not just me.
No, it's not showing at all. I'm just seeing you and me. That's it.
Okay, let's call it again. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's back.
He's back?
But he's on mute.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. So, for sure, a kavachomer can work after a kavachomer. The Gemara makes a comment, v'zeo kavachomer ben kavachomer. This is called a kavachomer ben kavachomer. So, the kavachomer that we are saying now can be used is a ben of a kavachomer. So, right now, we're saying that it's only a kavachomer ben kavachomer because you're using another kavachomer to prove that you can use the last kavachomer. The Gemara comments to that, and this is a tricky line. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos is coming up. The Gemara says ben benai shel kavachomer. It's really a third generation kavachomer. That is, the fact that we can now use this new kavachomer, because we're discussing, can you do a kavachomer after a kavachomer? So this last kavachomer, which we've been calling C now at this point, is called the third generation kavachomer. So the way Rashi explains that, Rashi says the reason why it's called ben benai shel kavachomer, and Rashi says it's a problem. Maybe you cannot go that far and do a ben benai shel kavachomer. And Rashi calls it ben benai shel kavachomer because you're using really three kavachomers. You're using a kavachomer here to generate the answer. You're also using the kavachomer that was used above to prove that Xeris Shava followed by the is part of this building block kavachomer, and then you're left with the end result that you could use a kavachomer. So that's a third generation kavachomer. That's the way Rashi explains it and says that maybe you cannot go that far in generating a response to this. Tosis asks a really beautiful kasha on this. We could take a look inside. Tosis questions Rashi. Let's take a quick look at the Tosis because it's such a logical question. Ben benoishel kavachomer hu v'kulu hai, quoting Rashi, leslan lemezel. Rashi says maybe you can't go that far into what's called a third generation kavachomer, and that's not good. You could only go one level, kavachomer ben kavachomer, but what we have here is the way Rashi described it is a ben benoishel kavachomer. V'kasha, kiven the kavachomer who Tosfos says, that's fair because we have a kavachomer here. Amai loy nelev shaper kol kama demotzina lemelev ki hechidi alfinim gzeres shava afilo hei mea. Why can't you do kavachomer after kavachomer up to 100, just like with gzeres shava? If we had the Messiah, we could go up to 100 different learning possibilities. Why stop? The Yesh Lefarish, so Tosfos says this is Gemara's Kasha. The Yesh Lefarish, Ben Benoishel Kavachomer, V'hu Mishum Demi, Korahu Demi Boile. The whole question here is, Idavar Halamed V'Kavachomer, Choyzer Malamed V'Gzeresh Shava. We're using that top Gzereshava followed by kavachomer situation to be a building block here. Hey, v'lo haichiyach midahave b'kavachomer b'gzereshava shemalamda b'kavachomer al yidei kavachomer. Tosfos is saying we're using part of this Kal V'Chomer that we're using now is based on the Kal V'Chomer about the Gzeirah Shavah followed by a Kal V'Chomer. So Tosis, the punchline, the end of Tosis, Im Kein, Ata Rotsa Lodin Kal V'Chomer, Ide Kal V'Chomer.
What
is your Civic Boy? Tosis is saying,
what is your availability?
Question that the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, can you do a Kal V'Chomer after a Kal V'Chomer? Yet, inside this Kal V'Chomer is a Kal V'Chomer after a Kal V'Chomer. You're trying to use a Kal V'Chomer here, and we're using followed by Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is part of this Kal V'Chomer. That's the very question that the Gemara is asking. Can you do a Kal V'Chomer after a Kal V'Chomer? But part of
that's a circular reasoning.
That's the very question. The Gemara is saying, can you do a Kal V'Chomer after a Kal V'Chomer? And at the same time, it's bringing in the Kal V'Chomer that it's bringing a Kal V'Chomer to prove that a Kal V'Chomer can follow a Gzeirah Shavah. So that's using a Kal V'Chomer after a Kal V'Chomer. That's the very essence of the Gemara's question. That's how Tosis defines Ben Benai and says that's the Gemara's question.
In
so,
the way, normally all these Mimudim were darshaning Sukim, and we want to know how long. Here, we're using one of the Yudimomidos to figure out the relationship among the Yudimomidos, which are not Sukim, and we're
not halachas. Right.
So we're going to have a borrowed technique to begin with.
Right.
It's meta-language, right? It's not really discussing the language, it's discussing how we talk about the language.
Right.
So how do we know we can do that in the first place? That's number one. Number two, if a Kal V'Chomer is purely logical,
This whole thing is whether a Kal V'Chomer is a din or whether it's logic. Within this, you're using both.
If it's purely logic,
the more Kal V'Chomer, the better.
Right. You should never have that.
The kasha here is, first of all, Jonathan is asking, we're not really learning halacha here, we're learning techniques. But the end result is, how will you learn halacha?
But it's a pity to apply a Kal V'Chomer to this analysis of the Yudim Uvidos follows with which of the other Yudim Uvidos, who said, that that's in the same realm of Allah.
The same thing.
Right.
I think
the end result is you will be poskening from this. So it's, it's such a logical question. The very essence question here is, can you do a Kal V'Chomer after Kal V'Chomer? And yet, in this Kal V'Chomer that we're doing, we're basing it on a Kal V'Chomer. That's a Kal V'Chomer after a Kal V'Chomer. That's the very question. So that's Tosis. Anyway, so the Gemara at the end of the day will prove that a Kal V'Chomer could follow a Kal V'Chomer, but we will leave out that step of using the Kal V'Chomer as one of the building blocks of the Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara said, Ella, Kal V'Chomer, we're going to learn how Kal V'Chomer can be learned from a Kal V'Chomer, but it's going to be slightly changed, this Kal V'Chomer. Ma Hekesh, once again, Ma Hekesh Shein Alamed Behekesh, Imi Derava, Imi Deravina. So the question is, a Hekesh, Ma Hekesh Shein Alamed Behekesh, Imi Derava, Imi Deravina. As we said yesterday, either according to Rava or Avina, prove that a Hekesh cannot follow a Hekesh, yet Melamed B'Kal V'Chomer, a Hekesh can be followed. A Kal V'Chomer can follow a Hekesh, Minatana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel said. So Kal V'Chomer, Halamed Mehekesh, Minatana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, just like a Kal V'Chomer, which is so strong, it could follow a Hekesh, Ein Adin Sheyilmed the Kal V'Chomer. For sure, a Kal V'Chomer, which is strong, that it could follow a Hekesh, then for sure it could follow a Kal V'Chomer, where it's both the teacher and the
hear you, yes.
Okay, perfect. Anyway, so we're on the top, Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is basically refuting or saying Reb Meir's Raya of a Binyan Av following a Kabbalah will not work. So the top Rashi says, Hachi Garstin Blaihi Hasan Tahabi. Rashi gives two reasons why it's not a good proof. He brings the Gemara later on that the main reason of Rav Meir, really Rav Meir, later on in the Masechta, his source is a Hekesh and not a Binyan Av for this rule that he's bringing, that Malika is Metaher, a Nevela bird, from its tumah. The dois teres of behem of a oif. It's a hekesh. They will come on the perkatas oif. Amrin Rav Meir kra eshtach the darash. So that's one reason why Rashi says it's not a proof from Rav Meir. The inami. Another reason why it's not a proof possibly is to have the gamer love the binyan avka the tani b'masisin loy mishita bain the harav Meir malika b'kachim mishchita the chulin gamar. That's what's happening here. Rav Meir is doing a mamad sinu of malikita of chulin. Havale malamed de chulin. The malamed is chulin. Uman de lesle de Rav Papa. Afogav de lama kaddish. Lava chaymer from chulin to chulin. And then we're doing a mamad sinu from chulin to kachin. So Rashi's trying to compare this discussion with the machlokes that we had between Rav Papa and Marzutra. Now, by the case of Rav Papa and Marzutra, it was only in the case of A, B, and C, it was only A that was cooling over there, according to Marzutra and Rav Papa. B and C were kachin. So in that case, we said you could learn out, according to Rav Papa, who holds B and C are both kachin, that you can do a hekesh after Gzeirah Shavah. But over here, it's only C that's kachin. So Rashi seems to be saying that it is possible that you could still bring a raya here, according to Rav Papa, even if only the last thing that you're learning out is kachin. And that's why when you look at the box at the end, it's the last corner, the bottom box top of the third column, Kavah Chaimer Binyan Av, he says, Loi
Nishit
by Kachim that you could do a Binyan Av after. We have Rav Papa the case over there, but we don't know how far he was. No, Rashi seems to be saying you shouldn't disagree with that. So that's the end of the. So we have now the Gemara says, Davar halamed the binyan av mahushi yomid the hekish of Gzeirah Shavah b'kal v'chom binyan av. We asked all four in one big swoop over here. Let's be poishit at least one. Now, even this one, at the end of the day, the one that we're going to try to be poishit is also a question of how the Gemara ends up. So, we're going to another section of Masechet Zvachim, and we're going to the Im Alu Lo Yerdu section. So, let's just look for one second at the Rashi. Mipnei ma amru. The Rashi says, "L'kamen hi beperkam mitzvah." The Rabbi Yehuda. This is going to be according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Darish Zeis is a pasuk that says, "Zeis taris ayla hi ayla amayta on mitzvah kol halayla." There are three miyutim in that pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda is darshing three words in that pasuk, which is that pasuk is in, I believe, Vayikra. Capital above. So the three words, Zois, He, and Ha'ayla, are three words that are darshan. The most serious cases of problems by the Mizbeach will be an im olu yerdu. And the three are Hare Elamiutin, Pratla Mishkata Balaila, if a carbon was shechted at night, im olu yerdu. Shemishbach Dama, if the blood spills before you did the Kabbalah Zrika. So that's im olu yerdu. The Shiyeti Dama Chutz Lukaim, if the blood left the walls of Yerushalayim, that would be a case of im olu yerdu. So that's the context of what we're discussing right now. So the Mishnah over there continues back to the Gemara of Mipnei Ma Amru. Why did we say that Lun Bedam Kasher, that if Dam had Lina, Dam has to be, the Zrika has to be done before Shkiyas Hacham, and if it's not, it has a psul of Lina, but if you put it on the Mizbeach after the fact, Kasher, it's Kasher. Why? Because we learn from Sharei Lun, the Emurin, Kasher, if the Emurin were not burned at the appropriate time, and then the Emurin were put up on the Mizbeach, it's Im Alu Lo Yerdu. So we're learning Dam from Emurin, Binyan Av from this. And then, how do we know Emurin? So this is the second Binyan Av, Lom Be Emurim Kasher, and if you pass the deadline on the Emurin, which postles it, but Im Alu Lo Yerdu, so you learn that Shahre Lon the Buster Kasher, because the way Rashi explains it, if you look at the Rashi, Shahre Lon the Buster Kasher, Gomer Minatar Shizman Achila Shlamim, Shnei Yamim Alma Emurin Gomer Bibinyan Av Al Hadam. Or on the side, the better girsa is Bibinyan Av Ahadar Migmar Bibinyan Av Al Hadam. We have two Binyan Avs. Rashi is saying, because a Shlamim is allowed to be eaten in 2 days, the Gemara will ask soon, the shlamim, that's what a shlamim is supposed to be eaten in 2 days. So you're bringing a proof that a murin that passed the deadline, it's an im alu layerdu from the fact that the shlamim does have 2 days. But be that as it may, the point over here is you have a binyan av and a binyan av, two binyan avs. You have the dam you're learning from the emurin, and the Emurin learning from the Basar Kasher. So that's a double binyan av. The Mishnah just continues over there with a few additional cases, which the Gemara brings. Yoytse, other cases of im alu lo yerdu. Yoytse, if it leaves the Azara, hoyel the Yoytse, Kasher babama. Even though, despite the fact that it left the Azara, and of course it's puzzle, but if it's im alu lo yerdu, because there's, by the Bama cases way back, there was no concept of Yoytse. So therefore, because it was fined by Bama, once again, the Gemara will ask, are you bringing an example from Bama? That's the way Bamas work. Because you have times when a Kohen who's Tame, so the concept of Tame is superseded by the Avoda, so you see Tame can sometimes be okay, so therefore it's im alu lo yerdu. Ironically, chutzlus manai hoyo umaratzel pigulai, if you have a true pigul carbon because you did chutzlus manai, but because we know that in order for pigul to be effective, everything has to be done correctly, that sort of upgrades in a way the status of the carbon that it's if im alu lo yerdu. Obviously, if you eat it, you're going to get taurus, but it's im alu lo yerdu. Similarly, chutzum kaimai hoil behokash lachutz lezmanai. Similarly, chutzum kaimai, which is the same rules except for the karis part, as chutz lezmanai, also the im alu lo yerdu. And then you have the kibbutz psulin v'zarkun daman bahana psulin the chazal avayda sibur. If you have a tame kohen doing the kabbalah and it's zrika, so he could potentially be okay in a case where the tumah is utra. So even though he's pasul the dam, if it's once again im olu lo yerdu, I'm just mentioning im olu lo yerdu because that's a very prominent thing. The Rav likes to talk about im olu yerdu, lo yerdu quite often. So that's the rest of that Mishnah. So the Gemara just asked a general question now. She said, says, learning a murin that are possible from shlamim that is permissible to eat for 2 days. Why would you be allowed to do that? The sue. Hechi yalf yoytzi b'mikdash v'yoytzi v'bama shekula yoytzu. All parts of the bama are in effect technically outside. Shein shom kloim, LLPS sadis, but in the fields. So the Gemara says you're right, or maybe you're not right, but the Gemara answers, Tana, we learn, we're not really learning these things from the Binyan Av followed by a Binyan Av. We have a pasuk that says, Mizayis Taras Ayla Riba Samachle. We have a pasuk that teaches us all these rules from Zeis Tyrus Ayla, as Rashi says here, Tyra Achas L'chol Ha'Oilin Im Alu Lo Yerdu K'dachsiv Almaita Kol Alay L'chol Rayis Alalu Mishum Dememait Mizeis Yerla. Really, we're bringing that it's an Im Alu Lo Yerdu not from the Binyan Av, but from this pasuk. Tlos Ab Sule Ma'is Ma'anach Ma'ishno Hani Ma'ani V'ha'ikr Mikra. The main thing is the pasuk as the source, the smachta ba'amahu, but the binyan avs that we brought are only an smachta. So at the end of the day, we're left asking ourselves, so is a day in those other cases, the other way of learning a binyan av from binyan av is only an smachta. Others say, though, Tosis on, but Tosis says, in the Tosis Manasin of Atzma Shalvayin, he does say at the end, Ulkamun Amrina the Alfinin Shaper Binyan Av, Binyan Av. So Tosis comes out from this Gemara that a Binyan Av can be learned for a Binyan Av. So, right, so it looks like it's a pasuk. I don't know how why Tosis says that exactly, but Tosis does say that. I'm just trying to show that Tosis says someone is to save a binyan av from a binyan av, which would be okay. So even though we're not really using it because we have the pasuk, but we would have had the binyan av from the binyan av had we not had the pasuk. Right. So the question is, smachta ba'alma would not really be a good proof that you could do it.
Right.
Tosis seems to be you learn. No. Well, according to Rashi, we're saying the Gemara is saying.
Yes.
You're right. According to Tosis, yeah. I mean, Rashi's easy.
I would like to meet you and have a consultation.
Rashi's learning Rashi, it's easier just to say it doesn't because you have the pasuk. So it wouldn't have worked had you not had the pasuk. Well, sometimes. Not sure.
It's not a real concept.
Yeah, it's only a hint.
It's only a hint so that he's just going to get
it out of the binyan av works. I believe that the binyan av is a smart.
I did read, you know, the blurb. There for of what you do, and it sounded like the techniques that you're trained in would be appropriate for what I'm dealing with.
That makes sense. Yes.
We're in Ramat, right now we're in Ramat Beit Shemesh now.
Yeah,
we're staying with our daughter until our apartment.
So that's it for all our 16 permutations.
But right now,
Now we're going to get on to something. We're going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah said that Shiyari Hadam. So the beginning of the Mishnah, we had Daman Tana Zayal Ben Abadim Alperekos Mizvach Mizveach Hazav Matana Achs Menem Hakevah Shiyari Adam, which is what we're going to focus on now. Hayushayfech Ayusayit Maravi Shom Mizveach Achitzai. It's not ma'akev. So the Gemara is going to ask why the source of Maravi Shomis Beach. That's the Gemara's first question. Shiare Adam's Gaimer. My Tama, what is the reason? What is the reason that it goes on the side Maravi?
Body movements, jerking movements I couldn't control. I got off the medication, but not until after
Ravi.
I did
oil mine. Who the pug of a reparation?
It tried to step down off a curb
because the is coming out of the Heichal. So the first thing that he hits from the Mizbeah is the Western Yisrael. Take the leftover blood. Can somebody mute on the phone?
So I've been walking with a walker, even when my legs are quite good. Sometimes I feel like I might be losing my balance or jerk off in a particular direction, but I would say 80 to 90% of the need, probably 90% of the walker, is just unmitigated fear.
So if you take a look at Tysus,
I haven't been able to let go of the walker even inside now, which is pretty bad because I'm very capable of walking. It's very annoying. Also, when people see with the walker, they put me at 20 years older than I am. You know? Very
first mash shekasa b'sfar mahu the pug of Eresha mishum demashma mitam sheim avir na amitzus. The term Ahudapsha would lead you to believe that the reason is Amavir and Alamitsis, and Rashi did not have that year. So
10 years ago?
What does Rashi mean then?
Yeah.
I think Tysus is saying that Rashi doesn't have that year.
So eventually I just wasn't
really No, but he's saying that Rashi didn't have.
I came first, and then it wasn't enough, and I got a walk.
But if you look at the last four lines of Tysus, the last four lines of Tysus.
So now here, four wheel walker. We made Aliyah this September. And so we are in transition.
So the Eshlemer Deloy Shach Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvus Elak Hishiyesh Dei Mitzvus Lefanav Kigoyin Dishim Isbech Pimis Umenayra.
If I knew the wall, I would do it.
Mitzvus Kranish Eini Yedei Meheitha Nasi.
If someone is right next to me,
you have two mitzvus in front of you. Of a Lekvaya Makay Masricha.
Yes.
Shriha Shiraim is, you go with what the Pasuk tells you.
Well,
it's not
I
an issue of Imavir al Mitzvah on one Mitzvah.
So and I certainly have the physical capacity. One thing they did see when they would walk, because I was too afraid to walk alone, so someone would always walk
in the,
once in a while,
usage,
I mean,
the repetition of these words, El Yisoy, Mizbeach,
Nobody knows why. And
Ms. Bachar, we're going to discuss the repetition. So the background to this is, Rashi gives us the background on the fifth middle wide line. There are five parshas of chatas. You have the parkoy Mashiach, bar helam, or goat of a yachid, are those three are chitzanias. So b'shtaim hapnimiyos ubestir nasi, but
she did see before.
Yeah, the
stavir
of the nasi and
getting me to walk. First of all, I was having trouble with my eyes. I had
right, and those are on the outside. But by
so
the par kain mashiach and the par helam dabbish tibur, Rashi says, "Ksiva shvicha shirein al yisoid nisbach ha'oyla," and the shtam hachitzon is "Ksiva al yisoid nisbach stam." So we're darshaning why those three words says "al yisoid nisbach ha'oyla," the extra word ha'oyla. That's what this brayis is teaching us, and that's what we're going to get into right now.
So now I can look up in the distance and
The first limud is that you do it on the outside mizbeach and not the mizbeach apnimi. The second time it says al yisoid mizbeach ha'ila, al yisoid mizbeach ha'ila, eloi yisoid l'pnimi atzvay, teaching us that the mizbeach apnimi does not have a yisoid. So we need this step true first before we would know that you should not do yisoid mizbeach apnimi. So this is sort of step one, and then the third one, El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'ilah, Yisoid Mizbach Ha'ilah, this teaches us, this extra usage teaches us that all karbanos have their shirayim put on, spilled onto the Yisoid. Now, there isn't, but this pasuk is teaching us that there is no Yisoid. You'll say if there's no Yisoid, what do I need to tell me? Right. Yeah. So, but you have to do step one first. The Rashi actually mentions that. We'll take a look at that in a second. But you needed to know that there's, before you could say that don't do it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you have to know that there's no Yisoid on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So, because if you just said don't do it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you wouldn't know that there's no Yisoid on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Right. So on this third one, when the Gemara says, we said, hey, Yisoid Mizbech Shel Oila, do all the karbanis on the side, or maybe the Gemara has a second thought on that.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.